Bonjour. Today we are starting to get up. And to get up is a reflexive verb in French. And we have seen already a reflexive verb. So we are going to have an opportunity to work on these pronouns again. Let's try. I get up, you get up, he gets up, she gets up. Je me lève. Tu te lèves, il se lève, elle se lève. We get up, you get up, they get up, they get up. On se lève, vous vous levez, il se lève, elle se lève. Now we have more variations. It's going to be a little more difficult, but you know, you do it. Let's repeat this. I get up, you get up, he gets up, she gets up. Je me lève. Tu te lèves. Il se lève. Elle se lève. Repeat the second line. We're getting up. You get up. They get up. They get up. On se lève. Vous vous levez. Il se lève. Elle se lève. I get up at 7:15. We get up at 7:15. Je me lève à 7h15. On se lève à 7h15. You're getting up at 7:15. You both getting up at 7:15. Tu te lèves à 7h15. Vous vous levez à 7h15. Il se lève à 7h15. Il se lève à 7h15. She's getting up at 7:15. They're getting up at 7:15. Elle se lève à 7h15. Elle se lève à 7h15. Present, past, future. I'm getting up at 7:15. I got up at 7:15. I will get up at 7:15. Je me lève à 7h15. Je me suis levé à 7h15. Je vais me lever à 7h15. And yes, in the past tense, for these reflexive verbs, I do something to myself, we are using to be as a helper. And we saw the verb to be at the beginning. You remember? Good. You're getting up at 7:15. You got up at 7:15, you will get up at 7:15. Tu te lèves à 7h15. Tu t'es levé à 7h15. Tu vas te lever à 7h15. And actually, I can say instead of tu vas te lever, you can say tu vas te lever. It's just to place the contractions. So it's either. He's getting up at 7:15. He got up at 7:15. He will get up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, il se lève à 7h15. Hier, il s'est levé à 7h15. Demain, il va se lever à 7h15. Today, She's getting up at 7:15. Yesterday, she got up at 7:15. Tomorrow, she will get up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, elle se lève à 7h15. Hier, elle s'élève à 7h15. Demain, elle va se lever à 7h15. Today we are getting up at 7:15. Yesterday we got up at 7:15. Tomorrow we will get up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, on se lève à 7h15. Hier, on s'est levé à 7h15. Demain, on va se lever à 7h15. Today, both of you, you're getting up at 7:15. Yesterday, you got up at 7:15. Tomorrow, you will get up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, vous vous levez à 7h15. Hier, vous vous êtes levé à 7h15. Demain, vous allez vous levez à 7h15. Today, they are getting up at 7:15. Yesterday, they got up at 7:15. Tomorrow, they will get up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, ils se lèvent à 7h15. Hier, ils se sont levés V à 7h15. Demain, ils vont se lever à 7h15. Today, the ladies are getting up at 7:15. Aujourd'hui, elles se lèvent à 7h15. Hier, elles se sont levées à 7h15. Demain, elles vont se lever à 7h15. Good. I don't explain all the intrications of the grammar. I think it's better for you to just repeat for a while and get used to these forms. And when it's time for you to study grammar, you will already have it in your body. That's the way I think you will learn forever, actually, and become independent. By first imitating. Great. So I advise you, please listen to my live sessions. The replays will be on YouTube, but also the transcript. If you subscribe to this blog, you should receive the transcripts every 2 weeks, I think. The transcript of these live sessions, all my thoughts about learning, how we learn, learning French, and, you know, learning everything and other things. Great. That will explain the way we are learning and the way I propose that you learn French. That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Salut!